This week, we have been shining a light on our MSc Quantity Surveying programme via our social media channels, and it is only right that we speak to the programme leader, Amanda Malambo. Hi, Amanda.
Hi, Andrew.
So we published your programme leader blog this week. It makes a really inspiring read. I love the bit where you say, once you are committed, you have a focus, you know where you want to get to, nothing is impossible. If I can do it, anybody can. And that relates to your time studying an MSc whilst working full time and also having your first son whilst studying. So it seems a really good place to start, seeing as we are talking about an MSc programme. Just first off, tell me about the MSc which you took.
The MSc I took was MSc in Construction Project Management at Birmingham City University. Probably we'll get into that later on, but what motivated me to want to do it is pretty much wanting to get into teaching, and I wanted to find a way to do that. And I thought getting an MSc would be an opening for me to be able to do that, really.
Going into teaching, was so that was the reason why you took it? Because I was going to ask what impact it had on your career. I mean, we're talking now as you're a programme leader at UCEM and have been working in academia for a number of years. So essentially, I suppose the question is, did it work?
Well, it was partly, there was the teaching aspect, and then there was wanting to further my knowledge and understanding of managing projects. So it was construction project management. I thought the other one was doing construction law at MSc level. And I thought, really, I don't want to go that route. I just wanted to understand further a strategic level how to manage a project. And therefore, there was that aspect and then the teaching aspect of it. And your question, did it work? Well, I would say I graduated, and soon after graduation, an opening came up at UCEM. So I believe having an MSc qualification was an advantage at that point, really.
Okay. And that was the sort of aim you had in terms of teaching. That won't be the case maybe for all of our students. Mm-hmm. So what other reasons would you give for wanting to do an MSc, would you say?
Now, that is key, because my motivation for doing it would be critical in that motivation keeping me going during my studies. Mm. So each student has to appreciate or understand their motivation for wanting to study further, whether it's further in terms of an MSc or whatever it is that they want to study. That motivation has to keep you going, because you have a goal you want to achieve, and that is one thing that will keep you going. If you're doing it because your employer has asked to do it, then I suspect that won't be the best reason for doing it, which is why it's important that if you want to further your career, that is your passion and that's what you want as an individual, then that will keep you motivated rather than somebody else insisting that you have to do it. We have had students that drop out because they say, oh, well, I've moved. I'm no longer with that employer. So you can see that the motivation is really important.
I think that's a really important point. I mean, you have to have that self-motivation, particularly the online learning method. You have to be doing it for yourself. It can be independent in some respects, although there are a lot of support services. And I think, like you say, having your goal is a massively important part of that. You were juggling studies, work and family life whilst doing your MSc. So, you know, what you've given some great advice there about your motivation for doing an MSc. What would sort of keep you going? I mean, having those goals there, were there any sort of practical things which, you know, must have been very tough? So what kind of advice would you give in that respect in terms of keeping that motivation going and any tips you could give for completing an MSc?
I think one thing that you'd have to do at the point where you feel, oh, I'm so tired, I can't wake up to do my study, is reminding yourself, why did I begin this journey? What made me start? And then you have to keep reminding you of that goal that you set for yourself, because you want to either further your career, because most of our students are either already working in the industry or wanting a career within surveying. And therefore, you have to keep reminding yourself about what made you want to get onto it, what made you want to study in the first place, because there will be times when you don't feel like waking up. I'm an early morning person, so I wake up quite early to do my studies. Even now, if I have work to do, I wake up very early. So sometimes I think, I don't feel like waking up. But that is what you have to remind you. You're thinking, I've got to do it. And that's what pushed me. Now, you can imagine, I kind of will be in the same place. I understand what students are going through in terms of studying, working, and family life. So I pretty much know where they're coming from in terms of when they say, I've got so much on my plate. I've been there. But again, that reminder of why you're doing it is worth the reason for you to want to pursue and carry on and motivate yourself in that.
And obviously, you completed your MSc. It is difficult. We've discussed those factors. I think it's great that you're saying about why you would have that motivation. It is getting to the end point. So just a little bit on that. I mean, how did it feel when you did complete your MSc?
It was such a relief. You can't imagine, because what happened was we had our first son when I was getting towards the end of my studies. And so I had to obviously take a break and apply for mitigating circumstances just like anybody else. So I understand that process totally. And that meant that I had to sit the exam that I was meant to sit at that point later on when it was more convenient for me. And then I had to do my dissertation and all that. So at the time, I remember the very final date I had to submit my dissertation the very next day. I was even afraid of sleeping, because I thought if I sleep, I would just sleep right through the morning and miss the deadline. And that's how badly I wanted to just submit that dissertation, because it was just the last stretch I had. Mm. So I had to stay awake. And what I did, I said, okay, I just need, because I've been up the whole night and slept on the couch because I didn't want to get into bed lest I become too comfortable. So I stayed up all night, had just 45 minutes of sleep, finished my editing, and then went to submit. And just that weight of, yes, just was taken from me. I just felt so relieved to have completed.
So that is very much the reason why you would study on an MSc, and that feeling of a weight being lifted. It sounds good, although stressful. and I'm sure all students, you know, studying part-time can definitely relate to that. I mean, you did mention an interesting point about having to postpone some of your studies whilst, you know, you had your first child. And that's also something we offer at UCM, the opportunity to defer. And that understanding that life isn't always straightforward, particularly as a part-time student with juggling lots of different responsibilities. And there are always options to be more flexible about your studies. So I thought that was a really interesting point. We've discussed MSCs quite generally, your construction project management MSc, and just related to the program which you lead, the MSc quantity surveying program, why would you say people should sign up to the program? And secondly, who would it benefit, would you say?
Why would they sign up is the difference our qualification or a qualification in MSc quantity surveying would bring to your career. Now, it doesn't matter where you are. We have students who are already working in the industry and are studying with us, and they can see the difference studying with us for an MSc quantity surveying is making on their career already, because we've had testimonies in what it's doing in terms of their learning and what they're learning, how it applies to what they're doing in their workplace. So there is that correlation, really, because our MSc is designed to such a way that it reflects what is happening within the industry. We work with professionals within the industry to design our modules, and therefore, whatever you study pretty much is up to date with what's going on. It's unlike when you're studying in a mainstream university, you go through your studies full time and in the end you think, oh, that doesn't quite apply because things have changed. But that's not the case with UCM. Our MSc quantity surveying blends the theory with what is really going on in practice, and therefore whatever you study is something that you can apply within your work. Now, there are those who are not yet working in the industry, they're working as a different profession. What the MSc quantity surveying will do is start your career within quantity surveying, so you can get the good grounding you need to be able to understand the skills that you need and the principles that are relevant for a professional within the industry.
Yeah, because it is a conversion program.
That's so, right, yes.
So you can come from a different industry and decide that quantity surveying is the profession you'd like to make a career in. In terms of those who might already be in the industry, are there any particular jobs which people have which you think the course would particularly benefit?
I think we've got a wide range of jobs that are out there. Like, you can work anywhere. You can work for a bank. You can work for a contracting organization. You can work for a professional quant surveying firm. So there is a wide range of organizations that you can work for. So it just depends on where you want to go with your career. For example, my background in terms of the industry is I come from a contracting background, so I've worked for contractors most of my experiences from that aspect. But there are those who want to further their career but instead would like to focus on being a consultant, so working for a professional quant surveying firm. You can work for a subcontractor, you can work for a bank. It just depends on what you want to do, where you want to end up. So we are happy to have a chat in terms of where you want to go with that and what your motivation is in terms of your career and where you see yourself. Because what you have to do is, where do I see myself in the next 5 to 10 years? And that would give you what you want to do and how this quant surveying program will help you with achieving that.
And to those listening thinking, okay, great, you know, I'm interested in pursuing a career in quantity surveying, I'd be interested in knowing, you know, what do you enjoy about quantity surveying and working in that profession?
Oh, interesting. There's a lot that I enjoy. Obviously, now my experience is more working with students on a day-to-day basis. Now, probably if I look back in terms of when I was working, it's pretty much the difference that a quant surveyor makes as part of a team in terms of changing people's lives or being part of people's dreams. When you have a client who wishes to embark on a building project, that is that client's dream, and you become of that fulfilling of that dream because you work with other members of the professional team, whether design and in terms of putting the project together, whether on the professional side or on the contracting side, you are able to make sure that that is achieved and to the client's expectation. And therefore, being part of that, seeing, for example, you have a piece of land, seeing that piece of land develop into a building, that will make a difference to somebody else. For me, that is worth it. So I love to be part of seeing all these buildings come up. That's what my motivation was previously. But now, obviously, slightly different because I work with students. And I've had students come back to me to say, you know, this qualification has really made a difference in my life. I have been promoted because of this qualification, or I have seen a difference in terms of how I can apply what I'm learning to what I'm doing in my work. So that is really what makes a difference for me. So for me, that is really fulfilling. And there's nothing, you can't put a price to that.
That's great. I mean, great to hear your thoughts on quantity surveying in general and being part of a team. So if you want to be part of a team and get involved in these construction projects, then it's a great profession to get involved in. And also really lovely to hear the impact you have as a program leader at UCEM and how it really boosts people's careers. So I think, you know, ultimately that is what our programs are there for. So thank you for your time, Amanda. Lovely talking to you. And if you would like to ask Amanda any questions about the MSc, Amanda is hosting an open hour next week. You can head to our website, ucem.ac.uk, and head to the webinar section on the left-hand side menu to register. So thank you for listening.
Thank you, Andrew.